Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget also that our show, we always give a special shout out here, always, to the active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whyever you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right. We had a caller in the line. I don't know where the caller went, but that's okay. They'll call back if they want to. Now, Jill Biden yesterday, did you hear about her gaffe?
I did not, but I know that she was booed at the Eagles game.
Well, it might have had something to do, but I doubt, with what she said. She screwed up the initials for the gay and lesbian thing when she was referring to it in some sort of speech she was giving when she was stumping for Representative Val Demings. Campaigning with Charlie Crist, the two of them. And instead of saying LGBTQ, she said LBGT and LBGDQ and just mumbled it around and could not get it out. She couldn't say it.
Pathetic.
And she's a school teacher now.
Well, you shouldn't say now. She's been a school teacher.
Right, but she's a school teacher, and you would think she'd know better. But there was a big brouhaha made about that, and it went all over Twitter Nation, Twitter World, and they had audio of it and all that stuff, as you might well expect that they would do something like that. But anyway, I just have to say one thing. Did you have to? Did you really have to?
Well, I mean, can you imagine the conversations that happen at this White House and then the talking points that they create as a result of these talking points and these conversations? I mean, it really just has to be comical.
Yeah. Now, Donna Brazile, correct me if I'm wrong, who used to be in politics, right?
And well, I wouldn't say used to. She's still out there.
Yeah, she's a television commentator now on ABC News. She's on ABC this week on the panel. Now, she was talking about the credibility of Chris Christie and the comments he was making about the Democrats, and that he was talking about how they were ganging up with him with the insurrection and this, that, and the other, with the January 6th. They didn't allow witnesses from the other side, and they didn't have people on the committee to equalize the numbers. And the people that they had, both Cheney and the other guy there, the guy from Illinois.
Kissinger.
That they were not really Republicans. They were Republicans in name only. And Donna Brazile starts talking about, well, what do you mean credibility? This is a very credible committee. We're as credible as anything out there. And I'm thinking to myself, the last person on the face of the planet that should be talking about credibility is Donna Brazile. Because does anybody forget? I wonder if people have actually forgotten about how she divulged the debate questions to Hillary Clinton and their camp during the Democratic primaries of 2016.
That's right.
So Christie accurately noted it's because of the basic unfairness about the formation of the committee to begin with, and that most of America has turned the committee off. And Donna, well, she just didn't like that.
Well, they have, in fact, turned it off.
You bet. You bet. I don't know anybody's even watching it live anymore, although there's got to be a few. So the bottom line,
who it is.
The bottom line is they thought they could use January 6th to smear the Republicans, but the people know that it's a biased show. And I believe, and I tell me if I'm wrong, I believe the whole thing is backfiring on them.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we would assume that, but we don't know for sure. But it's really impeachment number three. But this really, it kind of amounts to the fact that they're teaching voters as well. So it's, yeah.
All righty. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you. Oh, we've got two callers here. Okay, callers, hang on. We'll get to you when we come back. Denise Simon will be back, and we'll be back right after these messages on this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for a little bit more than 85 years. And they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers. Now, remember, your GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. And the GEICO website, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, can help you to find the instant value, what it would cost for the insurance of the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And don't forget, when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance, you get a discount on your automobile insurance at GEICO Insurance. So check them out on their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Caller number one coming right up. Good morning, caller. Again, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Anthony from Tampa. Denise, you know, we ended the conversation on Friday on the issue of these drag queens and what direction the left wants to take in destroying the youth of America and of the world. You know, I'm going to clash against the woke mentality, the ideology, and go the alphabet letter stealers, because pretty much they haven't exhausted stealing from the alphabet. And I think with every conceivable invention that these people with their abnormal brain patterns are diving into, it's a never-ending segment. So this old LGBTQ, whatever, just call them alphabet letter stealers. And again, you know, they condemn the pedophiles, they condemn the sexual predators, yet they don't go after drag queens who pretty much in the same mindset manner are actually destroying, not physically, but they're destroying the kids mentally. Psychological damage, that is horrendous. And how they can't talk to these people is beyond belief. They need to go. They need to expel these people. If they can't castrate the pedophiles, and if they can't expel them from the land of normalcy, then by all means, they got to do something with the drag queens, because these people are dangerous.
Okay. Thanks. We'll get right to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care, Anthony. Okay, Denise, comment.
What is happening in schools and what is happening in these organizations, and I mean, it's whole part of the woke thing, but it's a manufactured kind of thing, and it is dangerous. And I would argue, where is the Department of Justice? You know, we truly do need to have some new leadership, not only in the Department of Justice, but we need to have it in the FBI. I've been saying it and saying it. I read a book not too long ago that was from a long ago retired FBI special agent investigator, and these are the very things that he was assigned to. And he tells the stories about some of the cases that he worked on. And it's remarkable that nobody's doing that kind of stuff today at the Bureau. So we're in a very different place. And it's like the enemy within. We've created another enemy within our culture, and we're destroying ourselves for allowing this to happen.
Well, before I go to the next caller, I'm going to tell you what Senator Ted Cruz told our group yesterday. He said, under no uncertain circumstances is Mayorkas going to remain as DHS secretary. The first thing they're going to do is they're going to sit him down in front of a Senate and a House committee, and they're going to put together the case against him to impeach him. These are the Republicans when they take control of the House and the Senate. That's what he said. And boy, he got a standing ovation when he said that. They're going to go after Mayorkas first. Then it's going to be like a house of cards the way it's going to go down. They're not going after Biden. Nope, they don't need to. They're going to get rid of the people that are in there creating the problem mano a mano.
Well, I mean, Mayorkas is part of the Praetorian Guard here.
Yep.
But Mayorkas is also a lawyer.
Yep.
So, I think at this point, I would be putting a petition before the Bar Association to have him disbarred.
That's part of it.
There.
That's part of it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go.
A lawyer is a steward of the court.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's in violation of that.
That's so right. You're right. Okay, let's go to the caller. Okay, this is world famous Ian.
Yep, it's Ian in Clearwater. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I want to make a few comments. You guys are being totally disrespectful to Jill Biden, because remember, she's a doctor, man. And
yeah.
Not only that, she never met a breakfast taco that she didn't like. And I got one other comment.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I got two. All this LGBTQ, whatever, look, just call them what they are, the alphabet people.
Yeah.
I mean, they label on every other group. Just call them the alpha betas, man, or the alphabet people, instead of trying to stumble over this stupid word or term that these commies made up.
Yeah.
And here's another comment. All this LGBTQ, XYZ, gender mutilation, alphabet people, this is making people around the world hate us, man.
Yes.
Okay, you want to know why a lot of this hostility that's coming from these other countries is because of this.
Yep.
Right there. And unfortunately, regular Americans like me and you are caught up in it, and we're tainted by association.
Yep.
And around the people, around the world, the regular traditional people, I don't care if they're Africans, Latin Americans, Asians, East Asians,
okay,
South Asians, this is so hatred against us, man. And that's a serious comment.
I agree. Okay. Now, you know, half the world is what, Islamic? Is that about right?
No.
No, it's more than that or less?
Less.
All right. Well, whatever the percentage is of the world's population that's Islamic, they don't tolerate this for a second. So if there's retaliation coming against...
I think that, and in fact, I think there was a big uproar where some Muslim mothers showed up at a school board meeting or showed up at some kind of a school event. And they even protested what's in being taught and what's in these textbooks.
Yeah. It's against their religion. Absolutely.
Right.
And by the way, at one time in Baghdad, they were throwing people off the roofs of buildings that were.
That's right.
So, you know, be careful what you wish for, I guess, is the bottom line. But it's not an all popular thing around the world. So it is what it is. All right. Well, let's go back to Carrie Lake. Have you been paying attention to her lately?
Not much.
Well, she absolutely put it on a CNN host, Dina Bash, who was trying to gloss over the Democratic election denial and the fact that they were going to win because they were way out in front. And Nancy Pelosi said they couldn't. Look at Al Gore, and he should have won. And all this nonsense that came out of nowhere from Dina Bash. Well, Carrie Lake held her ground, and Bash tried again. She asked Lake, will she accept the results of the upcoming election? And she says, I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result. Bash didn't know what to say. Yes.
You know, we tend to go about the Bureau, the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting fact. I've said a couple of times that I get these emails, and every election, the FBI stands up these, you know, pointed little committee types in their cities to investigate crime and whatnot. Well, aren't they admitting that those possibilities and conditions are there that the FBI keeps doing this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Now, we talked also...
If that wasn't out there, the FBI wouldn't be doing this.
Now, real quick, we talked about something yesterday. I can't get to the whole thing, but I'm just going to mention. We talked about all the poll watchers and all the poll workers that are being added to the rolls much more than at any other time in our history. So they're going to be watching for all this nonsense going on. But in the meantime, I got to let you go, so I will talk to you tomorrow bright and early. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. The computer just cut her off, but it's going to cut me off right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. In the days since Dane Patrick was fatally wounded while serving as a volunteer soldier in Ukraine, his sister has found moments of comfort in surprising places. First, a misplaced baseball cap discovered in her laundry room, then in a photo of a battered pickup truck with only one tire intact. The 34-year-old Idaho man died Tuesday from injuries sustained during a Russian attack in Luhansk. Callers who dialed 911 during a fatal North Carolina shooting rampage described encountering bodies on the streets or front yards of their neighborhood and along a trail popular with runners and bikers, according to newly released recordings. The 911 calls released late Friday by the Raleigh Police Department illustrate the chaos of the scene in which authorities said a 15-year-old boy began firing in a residential neighborhood and then on the walking trail, killing five and wounding two others. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time for our Monday morning. First up, military and veterans news segment. Of course, it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to be an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in Tampa Bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Whichever one appeals to you, you need to get on the telephone line and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater facility or the Concord Mass facility. Now, if you really want to find out the difference between the two schools, go to both. Once again, go to the website, check it out, make sure you read it cover to cover, see what's going on here. They explain the course, they explain what's involved, they explain what they give you and how what you know you expect to get from them at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Their phone number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Now, is the military too woke to recruit? Services are having a tougher time trying to make their quotas. The latest one was the Army was 10,000 short on their quota. And so far, from all the services, what we can see for the year, as we stand right now, is it looks like as if we're about 40 or 50,000 short with all of the services. Now, some of that, I'm sure, has to do with people just don't want to go in the military because they're afraid they're going to wind up on the front line with a gun. But that's not the case. That's not the way that it weighs out. Believe me. The majority of the people in the service are not up on the front line with a weapon. They could be at some point, but they're not there. That's not where they start. And in case you haven't heard, President Donald Trump did, in fact, order a rapid withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan and Somalia in the wake of the 2020 election loss. But senior officials never followed through on the plan, according to testimony released by the Congressional January 6th committee on Thursday. Now, why was that? Don't know. But the military ran their own show in that respect. So we'll have to find out from a military person, military guest. Now, veterans and retirees will see an 8.7% cost of living increase in their Social Security benefits starting in January. That will be the largest increase in 42 years. Federal officials announced that last week. We were expecting it could go as high as 9%. It didn't. But, you know, that's a good, hefty raise. And hopefully we'll get some more people paying into the Social Security system, or it's going to be insolvent in about, I don't know, 10 years or thereabouts, something like that. We'll see. Now, the U.S. Army is still deciding how much farther out it might extend the range, the requirement for its precision strike missiles that are already capable of reaching some 499 kilometers, which is 310 miles. Now, this is according to Rory Crooks, Colonel Rory Crooks, the service's long-range precision fires cross-functional team leader. Now, I don't know what they're going to do because again, there's a lot of different news stories that I've read you in the last several days about missiles and about drones and about the Air Force possibly adding some drones to the mix and Army leaders talking about drones and autonomous vehicles, and how they're changing the face of warfare. Even electric vehicles are being mentioned. Isn't that something? So, the modern army is changing with the times. And how much more we're going to see? Round and round she goes, right? So we'll We'll get an idea of all that here in the not-too-distant future. Well, U.S. firepower was recently showcased in the Philippine Joint Combat Troops drills. More than 2,500 American and Philippine Marines are now wrapping up 2 weeks of combat readiness training. That must have woke the neighborhood up when they were doing that. In addition, we mentioned this in passing last week, but now it's back out in the news again. Elon Musk, SpaceX, says they can no longer pay for the critical satellite services in Ukraine. And they've asked the Pentagon to pick up the tab. Now, since they first started arriving in Ukraine last spring, the Starlink satellite internet terminals made by Elon Musk SpaceX have been a vital source for communication for the Ukraine's military. I imagine it would be, allowing it to fight and stay connected, even as cellular phones and internet networks have been destroyed in its war with Russia. Now, there are some people here in the United States that are using Starlink in their businesses or even their homes, depending on where they live. I know it was offered to me, and I don't need it because I sit here with just about every satellite and every cable company you can think of that can provide me with service, and I'm very happy with my provider, I might add. By the way, I have service, unlike what happened over here on Friday. To be decided, I guess. How's that? The cable company got a little bit whippy and decided to cut the cord to the wrong people. By the way, the death toll in the bombing in Russia, probably heard about it, Ukrainian soldiers, and the shooting that took place, 11 soldiers shot dead by a shooter that then committed suicide. Things are really getting nutsy over in Ukraine, and I don't need to tell you that it's not going to take much to get things started over there, and that's exactly what some people on both sides of the aisle are trying to do. We keep hearing it's the Democrats, just the Democrats. Well, no, there's a few Republicans that might be in the mix here. And we just don't need to go to war with Russia. Sorry. My thoughts. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. I think I will take it away before I get over to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I want to tell you about the people that bring you this segment, Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura store here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. Now, they're located right next door to Moss Nissan. You can find out more about them by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Take a look, see what they got over there. And by the way, the You Serve, You Save program for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all church pastors too, can save you a bunch of money. Can save you a bunch of money. And of course, your Moss Acura, certified or pre-owned, also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Don't forget to check that out. And while you're there at mossacura.com, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised what might happen there. Then again, I might be too. No, I'm just kidding. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I'm trying to figure out, we've got some chip plants in China, right?
Yes. Well, I'm not too familiar with our, a lot of the chip plants that we have there in China are almost kind of like co-ownership, if I'm not mistaken.
You are right.
Mm-hmm. You know, over a period of time that was to do business in China that, you know, we were signing deals to actually transfer technology. It was part of the deal of doing business there, and it's still the case with many things. They say, okay, if you want to do business in China, you have to give us the technology. This is why right now they don't use the Moderna vaccines there, simply because they're telling Moderna, you got to give us the technology for them, and they're like, no, we're not going to do that.
Right. And the Commerce Department has put the squeeze on Americans working on Chinese chips over across the pond. They want those people to come back home, come back over here, and make their chips in the United States, which to me makes perfect sense. But apparently the Chinese aren't very thrilled about letting them go anywhere.
But I highly doubt they're going to be able to put a stop. I'm telling them that they can't leave. I mean, they've got American passports. If you want to leave the country, you're going to be able to leave the country. I'd have to look into that to a further degree, at whether or not they're holding people back. I don't even know how they could.
Well, it's China. They can do whatever they want, remember?
Well, that's a major incident, mm-hmm. Because, again, you could do tit for tat. I mean, they have people, citizens that are here in the United States mm-hmm. as well. Oh, you're not going to let our citizens come back. We can do the same in return, or, you know, other countries around the globe also.
Now, I'm watching retail sales over the weekend. I'm watching a couple charts, and it kind of looks like things have gone flat in September. Am I seeing something, or is that what I'm seeing?
Retail sales, again, you expect retail sales to slowly but surely decline because of adjustments people have to make in regards to their spending because of the high cost of inflation that we're all dealing with at this point in time, which poses a dilemma to see what's going to happen this holiday season and how well that's going to pan out.
Well, I think that the holiday season, right now I believe that a lot of people are saving their money for the holiday season. I don't think they're spending it. I think they're saving it because they're waiting about another month before they buy.
We'll see. I mean, I do think you're going to probably have, you know, a lot of people looking for big-time bargains. And still, you get certain companies are still working through some of their inventory. But it's real. I mean, quite frankly, it's real, the fact that inflation is affecting the way people are spending.
Plus, those that can are right now taking a little breather on their credit cards, trying to pay them down so they got a little money to use come holiday season.
So these companies are in pretty good position. Individuals are in pretty good position. That's been coming down slowly but surely, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a situation here where our Florida chief financial officer and state fire marshal, Jimmy Patronis, sent a letter to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration requesting information on the fire risk created by salt water mixing with the batteries of electric vehicles. But, Chris, it's not just salt water anymore. Now we know that salt air, a vehicle sitting for a length of time in an area where there's salt air, that could do damage to a battery.
I haven't heard much in regards to the salt air. I got to look into that. I mean, it would make sense. You'd probably need to, find a way to obviously, keep that corrosion. We all know the damage that salt can do to things. And you're living on the waters, but the salt water, the things that you have to do, and, especially you're using your boat, your jet ski, and making sure that the things are cleaned out and everything that goes along with that. But if that has an effect on batteries and electric cars, that can be extraordinarily problematic because when they corrode, that's when they can catch fire.
Right. And it does not take long for the batteries to corrode. I mean, the people who live near the ocean know full well what salt air can do to metal. Now, a person was identified that left his car outside for 1 week while living in the Outer Banks in North Carolina, and it already had showed signs of corrosion. So people have to assume that if you're driving an EV in a salt air climate or environment, you might be driving a time bomb.
Well, again, there's been a lot of cars, you know, that are in areas where there is, you know, salt water for a long period of time. I'm quite frankly, the only fires that I've heard of so far due to that have been the ones that have been actually, you know, submerged because of the storm. So I guess we'll see moving forward, but it's obviously going to be an issue. And I would think that the National Transportation Board would be looking into something like that.
Well, last week there were many, by many I mean three, and a week before three, and a week before five, electric vehicles that caught fire in Florida after becoming waterlogged during Hurricane Ian, giving firefighters a brand new challenge that they have not faced before.
Well, absolutely. Well, one of the things about the fires is that they're very, very difficult to put out.
You have to drown the vehicle.
They burn very, very hot, so it's not an easy thing.
Yep. And by drown, I mean if you've got 3,000 gallons of water on a tanker, or 5,000 gallons on a tanker, or maybe you got 1,500 or 2,000 gallons on a pumper, you're going to have to deplete your entire water supply just to knock down the fire.
Yeah, it's you think about it, it's pretty amazing the type of the science behind these fires and how hot they burn. You know, you see one of those cars catch fire, it's complete devastation.
Absolutely true. And of course, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Did you hear the problem Jill Biden created for herself?
What did she do now?
She had a boofah down here in Florida trying to address the terminology LGBTQ by calling it LBGT and LBGDQ, and couldn't get LGBTQ out of her mouth.
It's actually something you think about, that, you know, people getting bent out of shape over something like that.
And they are.
It kind of proves to her just how ridiculous all these woke people really are.
Yep.
She gets whacked by a woke crowd.
Yep. And, Joe was out there. I don't know what the heck he was doing in California, but he had a couple of grand poobahs of his own again. The hits just keep on coming, Chris.
There's a lot of hits that are out there, and hopefully we'll see some data. Hopefully people will wisen up this November. We'll get some new blood in there.
Have you got extra room in your garage, my friend?
No, that's where my gym is.
All right, because Ron DeSantis is getting ready to send more migrants to Democratic areas, so look out, they could be coming to you. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Holy cow. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just can't. I'll be right back. Frank Silvano coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.